Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night. Waiting in the front yard, sitting on a log. A single shot rifle and a one-eyed dog. Yonder come our kinfolk in the moonlight. Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them in the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night.
Welcome to SwampSwami.com and Louisiana Saturday Night. It's a statewide election day in Louisiana this Saturday, and based on my unscientific early polling data, more people will be attending college football games in the state this weekend than will pull the lever for their favorite politicians. Times are good for football in the state of Louisiana right now. The New Orleans Saints are sitting atop the NFC's South Division, even with Drew Brees nursing an injury to his thumb on his throwing hand. But for college football fans around the Bayou State, the 2019 football season has brought joy to many fans from the northern end all the way to the southern end of the state. Let's take a look at the state's success stories. Louisiana Tech. The Bulldogs are off to a 4-1 start this season and currently sport the best record in Conference USA. This Saturday, Louisiana Tech will host one of the worst teams in college football, the 1-5 UMass Minutemen in Ruston. Tech's powerful offense is led by senior quarterback Jamar Smith, and with a favorable schedule remaining, the Bulldogs should be a likely bowl candidate. Down I-20 at Monroe, the ULM Warhawks are 2-3 on the season, but their losses have come to powerhouse schools like Iowa State, Memphis, and Florida State. With the remaining of their schedule against Sun Belt Conference foes, Coach Matt Viator's team has a chance to finish strong and be a bowl contender this season. ULM quarterback Caleb Evans leads a balanced run and pass offense, which is ranked number 26 in the country this year. If only the Warhawks could finally beat UL Lafayette. Louisiana's Ragin' Cajuns are off to a fast 4-1 start this season and lead the Sun Belt Conference at the midway point of the season. If you like teams which can run the ball, the Ragin' Cajuns are for you. They are number one in the country this season, averaging 315 yards per game. And let's not forget about the Tulane Green Wave. The Green Wave have rolled to an impressive 4-1 start in 2019 as well. Tulane's football fortunes have come full circle. After years of being part of the national discussion, Tulane football hit rock bottom by the 1990s. After discussions about even canceling the football program, a revival has occurred in New Orleans. Tulane now sports a new, right-sized, 30,000-seat football stadium, which was completed about 5 years ago. And the Green Wave is looking for another bowl berth this season, too. Even at the small school FCS level, Louisiana has no shortage of teams playing well. The Nicholls State Colonels at 3-2 and the Southeastern Louisiana Lions at 3-2 of the Southland Conference, they're both off to a great start and currently ranked in the FCS Top 25. However, most current and former residents of the state of Louisiana will have their attention focused on something other than election results this Saturday night. The eyes, ears, and vocal cords of the state will be laser-focused on the happenings on the gridiron in the state's capital city of Baton Rouge.
I spent last night in the arms of a girl in Louisiana. And though I'm out on the highway, my thoughts are still with her. Such a strange combination of a woman and a child. Such a strange situation, stopping every 100 miles, calling Baton Rouge.
A matchup of top 10 teams will happen Saturday night as the number 5 ranked LSU Tigers will square off against the upstart and 7th ranked Florida Gators. A night game in Tiger Stadium will bring forth 103,000 of your closest friends to loudly cheer and support the LSU Tiger football team. On Saturday night, Tiger Stadium becomes the 5th largest city in the state of Louisiana behind New Orleans, Baton Rouge, Shreveport, and Lafayette. For those who have been fortunate enough to have attended a nighttime football game at LSU, Tiger fans will have spent the entire day, okay, the past few days, preparing for this game. Tailgating at LSU is absolutely awesome, as long as you're not wearing a Florida, Alabama, or Auburn t-shirt, that is.
Go!
This weekend, you'll be welcomed by most of these Saturday chefs to sample their weekly special, This week, it's a Cajun delicacy known as Gator Gumbo.
Excellent.
ESPN's College Game Day television show will kick off Saturday morning at the LSU Quad on campus from 8 a.m. until 11 local time. This marks LSU's 13th time to serve as the host school for the popular Saturday morning college football show. I will be shocked if the old coach himself, Lee Corso, doesn't don the headgear of Mike the Tiger by the end of this week's show. For the ensuing 8 hours on campus before kickoff, Tiger fans will be wandering about the lovely campus of stately oaks and broad magnolias to sample both food and beverages of the hundreds of impromptu outdoor parties and festivities. While most fans will also make their way by the extremely comfortable surroundings of LSU's very own Mike the Tiger, others will be keeping a wary eye on television screens to see how the other SEC teams are faring on Saturday. And that's especially so for the Alabama and Texas A&M football game being played Saturday afternoon in College Station. At least for one day, there will be thousands of Aggie fans pulling for them in Baton Rouge. Well, that all changes in late November when Texas A&M comes back to town for the final home game of the season for LSU. If you remember, the Aggies captured a surreal 7-overtime win over LSU last November, so the Tigers will be seeking revenge.
Bye.
Just about an hour before the game starts this Saturday night, LSU's Golden Band from Tigerland will march down the hill and stop just outside of the stadium's north end zone. In front of at least 20,000 or more fans, crammed and jammed all around them, some even bravely climbing into trees to get a glimpse, the band will play those famous four notes and jog into the stadium as if to signal, "Hey everybody, it's time to come inside the stadium and let's get to work." Once inside the massive Tiger Stadium, the pregame excitement continues to build all the way until the home Tigers come bursting onto the field to the screams of 103,000 very well lubricated fans. With the LSU band leading the cheers and keeping the boisterous crowd whipped into a frenzied state for the entire game, the LSU football team can count on their fans to give them a lift if and when needed. This weekend promises to be special. The weather in Louisiana, like in most of the South, has been very hot. But not this Saturday in Baton Rouge. The first cold front of the season has finally, and I mean finally, made it into the deep South, and it's about time. The weather forecast is terrific. So here's your game time weather report. Temperatures will ease into the 60s during the game. Winds will be from the north at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of rain in Tiger Stadium? Never! It's going to be fun on this Louisiana Saturday night in Baton Rouge.